Iago, you know, he is referred to in Shakespeare, and of course also in Buita's libretto, as Onesto Iago, an honest man. So what has interested me always...
He seems to be honest. That's his outer behavior. You know, he's always a good comrade, and you can talk to him, you can everything, you can go steal with him together. But in the back of his mind, he's quite different, I think.
I think what particularly comes across, though, in your own interpretation, this is why I'm dwelling on it very much, if I may, it's very easy to make him too obviously bad, too sadistic.
No, that shouldn't be. He should be elegant in a way. I have seen Gino Becchi here in the State Opera a long time ago, and he was a complete gentleman.
And you almost feel as though Iago has never been quite so bad until he met Otello, as though the fact that Otello has a certain naivety about him, the fact that he's black, and the fact that he has a beautiful wife and has been successful, these all make something happen in Iago that has not happened before, which is why I go back to what I said before, that when you perform him, your pianissimi are so intense, I feel this man is really in trouble with himself, as though he's actually in pain.
Yeah. I couldn't say that. It's difficult to describe this character. Shakespeare wrote his things not to be discussed, but to be seen, to be lived through, I think.
Now, in the more contemporary field, before we go to the more contemporary field, I must just deal with the wonderful performances of Mandrake in Strauss's Arabella. When you came to Covent Garden to do this, of course, this was your debut at Covent Garden in 1965, conducted by George Schulte. And I think I'm right in saying, if my memory serves me correctly, that the Arabella was Lisa Della Casa then.
Oh, yes, in the first series. Second year was John Carlyle.
As she had been when you first performed the work, I think, in Salzburg about 1958.
Yes, right. It was earlier, 56 or 55, I think. Yeah at least, in the middle of the decade.
Now, I find it a very touching role, this, because...
It is. I loved it very much. Because of Hofmannsthal's text, more than Strauss's music. Music is very... well done and self-understood, and he knows his craftsmanship exactly. But it's always at his disposal. And this sometimes disturbs me. He's always ready to do. When Pauline says compose, then he goes to his desk and writes. Mandrika has so many beautiful colors in him as a person. Somehow lost in this Viennese society, or in this not quite healthy atmosphere he's coming in, and then he falls in love there. And then he seems to be disappointed. And the whole thing is, he's going through many states of passion and rage.